Now, let's go to California, already getting hit hard in these economic times. And now, state college students could really be taking the brunt of things with their funds being slashed. The California state colleges, in some cases, are actually becoming more expensive than the likes of Harvard. Adrian Moore joins us, vice president of policy of the Reason Foundation. This is one of these things that, well, it could be slightly misleading, but it's one of these things where you take in, you have a middle-income family, I think they make, a family of four making $130,000, and you know, if you get financial aid, you can actually go to Harvard cheaper than a state school in California, which does sound a little bit ridiculous, but it's true, I guess.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of interesting angles to the higher education sort of crisis story going on in California. But, you know, Ivy League schools have really made an effort in recent years to make it more affordable for the best middle-class students to go to those universities,
right,
while at the same time, California state universities have seen non-instructional costs per student just skyrocketing. So you've got this bloat happening that's driving up costs at the universities while the state is cutting its support to those universities. So they're sort of not pursuing a strategy designed to make it more affordable for middle class students.
You know, I
think
you're right.
In some cases, it can be cheaper at Harvard.
It's funny. I think you're right to point out, it's a good thing that you don't have to be crazy rich to go to a place like Harvard or one of the other Ivy League schools. I mean, that's a positive thing. They have huge endowments, these schools, and I guess they're using it in positive ways to give out more grants and more financial aid and that type of thing. But what's going on out there in California? It doesn't seem like things are getting any better on any front.
No, there's no pressure. The universities are feeling no pressure to get lean. If you've been to a college campus recently, you know these are huge facilities, and there's a ton of things that goes on: parking, housing, building maintenance, grounds maintenance, that has nothing to do with providing education directly. And these are all in California schools, operated by the school, not their core strength, by unionized workers. And the state just keeps giving them more and more money.
How do
these
you fix
students
it?
Are not
we-
just paying...
We well, have,
they're you not know, just because, paying tuitions, but they've been paying taxes.
So how do we fix something like this? Because
too.
We assume that the goal is to have more and more people, especially you know people who can't afford to pay it outright, go to college, right? And so in this economy, all you have to do is look at the unemployment rate. College education much, much lower than people who don't have one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the problem is there's no adults in charge. There's been no pressure on these universities to reduce costs where they can to keep things affordable. The state has not applied that pressure at all, and the university leadership hasn't felt any pressure. And the students are protesting the state for making modest budget cuts to the higher ed system instead of protesting universities for being big fat plutocrats and milking them for all this cash instead of trying to make their education as cost effective and affordable as possible.
Yeah. Yep.
That's where that anger needs to be directed, and that's the only way it's going to change.
All right, Adrian. Adrian Moore there from Reason out in, well, of course, California. Thanks for coming on.
California.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.